opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour with Dr. Slavin and myself, we're going to be talking about all of the different ways that you can support your good health, as well as all of the different threats that are out there that have the potential to be significant contributors to unbalancing that health. And so, good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Jeff.
I know that you have a great deal of information to share with our listeners this morning. I know that there's just so much in the news. Where would you like to start?
I would like to start talking about water a little bit. And the reason I decided to bring that topic up today is there's a boiled water in effect in certain areas of Fort Lauderdale. And that was because they found in untreated water E. coli, so they wanted to see where it's coming from, and of course treat it until they can, Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me about the untreated water. They should really check the presence.
And so, with the untreated water, yeah, that doesn't really make sense, because after the water is treated is when we should expect that all of the pathogenic contaminants would be perfectly eliminated. It's very, very interesting as well. Okay, so we're complaining about the presence of E. coli in the water, and then E. coli is one of the substances that's used as a genetic modifier. I get very upset about that. Dr. Slavin?
Jen, I don't think I'd go that far, because now we're getting into conspiracy theory. No, but I would. The point is, water is important. The municipalities routinely check for the presence of infectious agents in the water, but they're not checking for a lot of other things in the water. And the other reason I decided on talking about water today was because you may have heard about this water spill out west. The EPA, should we say the Cracker Jack EPA, was cleaning an abandoned well. It used to be, a mine. It used to be used for mining gold. And in the process, they released water into the environment. The water contains lead, arsenic, and cadmium. And now there's a major concern about the environmental damage those heavy metals will cause. Now, it'll get into the groundwater. It'll affect the local animals. If there's fish in the river, it'll affect that. But that's what they're doing. So then I thought, how many of our listeners have ever had their own water checked? And, and it's not good enough. You see, it's not good enough for the to rely upon the municipalities to check the water that they, before it leaves the water treatment plant, they have to check the water at the point of use. Now, the point of use traditionally is out of your faucet, but I think there's a better point of use, and that would be checking you, checking your body, and see what's happening to it. So in that regard, you know, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, who are a sponsor, is offering a very good price on a provocative chelation test to look for heavy metals like lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury, of only $95. So let me just give out their number if you're interested in finding out more about that. Advanced Medical Testing Center's phone number is 754-216-2332. Let me repeat that one more time. 754-216-2332. And $95 for this test is a very good price. It's a urine test, and it's a provocative test, meaning you will take an oral chelator before collecting your urine. Let me give out another number. This is just as important a number. This is a number that we've set up dedicated solely to your thoughts and comments and questions. Because when you dial this number, you'll get a brief message and just say whatever you want. And if we can, we'll address it on the air. And that number is 954-338-7313. Now, I did this because a lot of people, I think, maybe don't have the facility with the Internet to navigate all the different websites and then look for the places where you leave a text message. And if you're like myself, I just rather, you know, leave a voice message. But on this number, you won't get a live person. You'll hear a brief message, and then just leave your thoughts. And when appropriate, we'll talk about it on the radio show probably the next day. So let me say that number again, 954-338-7313. Janet here.
Okay, such interesting information. Okay, so I remember a number of years ago, Dr. Slavin, when there was a very big move here in South Florida to take chelation off the menu for potential patients, that heavy metals could not possibly be involved in the development of any illness, the development of any symptoms. Heavy metals were essentially almost in the level of scam, that you really weren't doing anything productive for your health by measuring the presence of heavy metals in your body. You weren't doing anything productive for your health by offering chelation therapy that was going to reduce the presence of heavy metals in your body with chelation therapy. But now that there is this toxic spill from a mine cleanup, all of a sudden there is agreement or acknowledging that heavy metals have the potential to create very, very significant illness. A contributing factor, I'm going to say lead, mercury, and aluminum are potentially the contributing factors, along with other things that may very well lead to the development of Alzheimer's disease. There are so many different aspects of contamination with metals, unbalancing minerals, even nutrient minerals. And, you know, as an example of that, I'm going to say zinc and copper. If people are taking zinc to support their immune systems, and then they are not attentive to the proper intake of copper, you have the potential for very good effect from the zinc, but if it's poorly balanced with the copper, then you're losing that potential benefit. So, Dr. Slavin, in this situation with regard to water, and you're suggesting that what we need to do is test it in the end user. That's what AMT Centers has the potential to do. After people get the results of their AMT Centers heavy metals testing, what do you have to offer them to balance the minerals to actually move in the direction of health?
Well, Janet, I guess the first place to start is to find out if you have an overload of heavy metals. Now, we test lots of people, and we routinely find elevations of arsenic, lead, cadmium, and mercury. Those are the heavy metals. And not only are they associated with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, they're actually associated with cardiovascular disease and cancer. How do I know this? Have there been any studies in that regard? Well, there was one recent study done that was paid for by our tax dollars, and it was called the Trial to Assess Chelation Therapy. You can look it up online. And they found that it made a substantial risk reduction of future heart attacks in people who were chelated versus the control group. And diabetics benefited the most from that treatment. But there was another study done years ago in Europe. And it was really a retrospective study. They targeted a town that was on one of the major highways. And the reason they did that, this is when there was lead in the gasoline. So people were exposed to significant amounts of lead and other heavy metals in that town in the air. And they looked at the people who were chelated in that town versus the people who weren't chelated to see if there was any observable difference in the incidence of various illnesses, and they found that there was actually a 95% reduction in the incidence of cancer in the group of the town that was chelated. So one of the ways we realize that exposure to these heavy metals actually does have a major impact on various risks to disease.
And that music does tell us that it's time for us to take a break right here. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
Hello, and welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I do want to say that if you come here to AMT Center and have your blood drawn for a variety of different very forward-thinking blood tests, and you get the results from those blood tests and something is out of range, you can make an appointment to see me right here at AMT Centers, and I will review with you the whole picture of your blood test and give you some suggestions, supplemental, lifestyle, dietary, different suggestions that you can use to make that change in your body chemistry that's necessary in order to get those blood test numbers back in range. And with regard to the heavy metals test, very, very important information. And we can also tell you about the different contaminants that you might be exposed to on a regular basis. And then after the appropriate treatments to lower those heavy metals, those toxic metals that have been accumulating in your body, very, very important so that you can change your diet and maintain that toxic chemical, toxic metal-free status. Dr. Slavin?
Well, it's very important to understand what Janet is trying to say. And let me put it into a different...
Wait a minute.
I'm put it into a different context.
Okay, I'll go for that.
Right. You go to a doctor and you have chest pain, and then he does a stress test and you fail it, and he says, okay, you need to go for surgery. Or you can have tests, like tests for heavy metals, and correct the problem before it leads to the need for bypass surgery, before it leads to requiring chemotherapy for some type of cancer. That's what we're talking about. These are all the precursors of serious illness. Heavy metals, we've talked about inflammation before. We've talked about deficiencies in nutrients like vitamin C. I don't think we can have deficiencies in herbs. Is it such as being provocative here?
Yes, you are.
Is it such a thing as a curcumin deficiency?
There is not a curcumin deficiency, but Dr. Slavin, that herb is full of different types of nutrients, and it might be in microscopic amounts, very, very small amounts. But what's beautiful about using herbs to correct issues is that nutrient content is very, very balanced. And so you have a synergy among all of those nutrients, that synergy with very, very small amounts of the nutrients actually produces dramatic results. Then when you possibly combine that herb and the microscopic presence of, let's say, 15 different nutrients and a variety of different minerals, all in very, very small amounts, the situation can be dramatic on people's health.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just want to make a distinction, though. With vitamin C deficiency, if it's severe enough, the disease is called scurvy. And you die from that. As we mentioned, might have been yesterday, and we mentioned it before, Linus Pauling felt that coronary artery disease was a manifestation of chronic or low-grade scurvy. Not enough for you to die from immediately like you do with scurvy. And I don't know if I can read Janet's facial expressions. Oh, by the way, and of course she's back from her travels. The sailors, back in, I guess, the 1600s, were dying on their ships when they were crossing over to the New World because of lack of vitamin C, and they discovered that if they gave them limes to eat, that prevented them from dying. They didn't know that was providing the critical nutrient, vitamin C. So without vitamin C, you die. Very simple. Linus Pauling felt that vitamin C, since humans do not make vitamin C, that's an important point, most mammals do. Only four don't. Humans, primates, the fruit-eating bat, and guinea pigs. Every other mammal makes their own vitamin C, and the amount they make based on a human's weight is about 2,000 milligrams a day. And when they get sick, in other words, their bodies are stressed, they can up their production to as much as 14,000 milligrams a day. So Linus Pauling saw all that, and he started thinking, well, vitamin C is important for all these other mammals. The humans don't make it. What impact is that having on human health? And he discovered that it's related to the appearance of coronary artery disease. Now, how did he prove to himself that that was true? Well, it was very simple and very easy. He gave those people vitamin C, and the coronary artery disease reversed itself. And then he went to the National Institute of Health to apply for a grant to have an actual study to one way or another to prove or disprove his theory, and he was denied on two occasions. And what does that tell me? It tells me that they were afraid that it might prove that vitamin C was indeed the critical link in preventing coronary artery disease. They wanted to do the same thing with chelation therapy. I'm sure they thought the study that they were going to do was once and for all going to prove that chelation therapy was a waste of time. And in fact, it showed that it was extremely beneficial. But did you hear anything about it? I don't think so.
Was it on the front page?
No, no. You would think it would be.
Because that's dramatic information.
You would think it'd be on the front page and a major money saver. You're talking about, $3,000 for a course of a chelation therapy versus $100,000 or more for bypass surgery. I mean, come on. But this gives you a little insight into why healthcare is practiced in this country the way it is.
Well, it's very interesting because when someone comes to see their physician and they have been told that they're dealing with cardiovascular disease, that they have specific blockages in the coronary arteries, their doctors frighten them. Their doctors say there is only one way to correct this because apparently, these doctors haven't read very much of Linus Pauling's work. But what happens is, unfortunately, that the people leave their doctor's offices having been told that they are a walking time bomb. Now, what would you do if your doctor told you you were a walking time bomb? I think you'd probably very, very quickly sign the appropriate papers, check into the hospital, and say, doctor, save me. But for our listeners, to the people who know Dr. Slavin and myself over the years, there are ways to support your good health without surgical intervention, without the need for stents and bypass. And in addition to the risks associated with vitamin C deficiency and the development of heart disease, here's another risk that chelation can turn around. For all of the women who've been told that they are at very significant risk for breaking a bone, what they need to know about is their may be lead accumulating in their bones rather than maintaining proper calcium levels. And remember, calcium isn't the entire end-all to everything with regard to maintaining healthy bones. What you need is vitamin K. You need a balance of calcium and magnesium for that dynamic interaction. You need proper hormone balance, and you need vitamin D. Well, if your body, if your bones have been accumulating lead, no matter how much calcium you take, no matter how much you do with regard to impact exercise, no matter what you do as far as taking care of yourself to make sure that your bones are recalcified, if there is lead there, the calcium isn't going to get into the bone and help to maintain density. And so what do you need to do? You need to know about your lead levels. You need to know the potential that chelation has about removing lead from your body so that that dynamic activity, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K, and exercise, all of those things, what they can accomplish with regard to maintaining bone density. So there's such an incredible range of benefits associated with chelation therapy. When you do chelation therapy, the calcifications in your blood vessels that are contributing to your cardiovascular disease, those calcifications are broken down. when you remove that presence of toxic heavy metals, the potential for inflammation decreases. When you enhance your vitamin C status, once again, that potential for inflammation decreases. It is astonishing what you can accomplish by supporting your body with the proper nutrients. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and I just want to remind everybody that Natural Doc Radio is brought to you by AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and you can reach Advanced Medical Testing Centers by calling 754-216-2332. Please stay tuned. There's more to come. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Flavin, and we're talking about all of the natural ways that you have the opportunity to rebalance the different systems of your body. We were talking about Linus Pauling before, and I had the great good fortune to hear him speak. He was 91 years old, and he spoke to an audience of over 1,000 people for more than an hour. He was focused, funny, informative, incredible. And he took 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day.
Now, Jenna, I've also listened to him speak. I don't know if it was at the same seminar or not.
Oklahoma?
No, so I was at a different one for the American College for Advancement of Medicine. And what struck me, I think he was 92 when he spoke at ours, was how he ran up on the stage. It was very impressive.
Great,
you know, he
figure.
Just hopped up. You know, they criticized him because he died at, I think, the age of 94 from prostate cancer.
Right.
Because his answer was, I might have been dead 20 years ago.
A typical age for a man being diagnosed with prostate cancer, if he has had the multiple biopsies that some urologists perform, might be in the early 70s. So here he was in his early 90s, and he did mention that he left, he had 20 years prostate cancer free, very slow developing because of his vitamin C intake.
What is, there's another example of a disease that doesn't happen the day your PSA goes up or the day you're diagnosed with prostate cancer because you had a biopsy. It's many years in the making, and we've talked about heavy metals playing a role in the beginnings of disease, but also hormonal balance plays a major role, too. Are you having your hormones tested? And in men, we're not just talking about testosterone. You know, they want to sell testosterone to men, so they created a new disease called low T. And in men, it's not just testosterone. You have to look at your estrogen levels. Why do you think that the problems that men experience as they get older regarding their prostate and its enlargement happen in that age group as opposed to young men when they have the highest levels of testosterone?
Isn't it astonishing that the doctors use substances like Lupron to further suppress testosterone as a treatment in prostate cancer? Oh, my goodness.
Well, what Lupron does is use, it definitely lowers the PSA level. Its recommendation for use, at least initially, was to treat some of the symptoms of prostate cancer when it's spread to the bone, so it can maybe relieve some pain. But it doesn't cure the disease, and it doesn't prolong life, and it usually only has a efficacy of about 2 years when you use Lupron. So, again, here's another example of why it's even more important to try and do the things that might prevent the illness. So I wanted to say this, what the difference is, older men, instead of having high testosterone levels like young men, they have high estrogen levels compared to young men. And what needs to be mentioned is that prostate tissue and breast tissue embryologically are the same. So we know that women and their exposure to estrogen increases their risk of breast cancer. Men with exposure to estrogen, because now men are not making estrogen. What they're doing is they're making testosterone, but their body is converting it to estrogen because of increased aromatase activity. So test your estrogen levels. If they're high, do something about it.
Also, test your aromatase levels, right? And how many doctors are doing that?
Well, they're not. I asked the urologist once, do you ever test estrogen levels in the men? His answer was, what for?
Why would I do that? And you know what? This discussion brings us full circle right back to the starting topic when we were talking about water. And unfortunately, boiling your water is not going to change the potential hormone content that is present in your water for a variety of reasons.
And if you distill the water, distillation probably takes it out.
Okay.
I think distillation takes everything out, but those filters may not take it out. And, of course, like Jana mentioned, the boiling may kill the E. coli, but it's not going to take the hormones out. And we said this yesterday on a show. Remember, Jana, I asked you once years ago, how can you get antibiotics without a prescription?
Right, your favorite question.
Right, and then, well, we can enlarge that. How can you get antidepressants and female hormones without a prescription? Drink the water from your tap.
I tell people, because a lot of times I will go through, as I'm going through their diet choices, I'll ask them about their water consumption, because you have spoken many times, Dr. Slavin, about the book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. It's such an important component of maintaining your good health. But unfortunately, there are people, and it surprises me, there are people that are still drinking water from the tap. What's an interesting little tidbit of information is last year, the consumption of bottled water outpaced the sales of soft drinks. So we are headed in the right direction, but there are still people out there drinking tap water. And unfortunately, here in Florida, the potential for contamination isn't limited to this current situation in Fort Lauderdale where E. coli has been detected, but the presence of so many other potentially damaging substances.
Now, I don't drink tap water.
I know how good your water is.
And in both in my house and in the office, you know, we have multiple filters on the water. And the first part of the filtration system, they would call the pre-filter. And I have to replace that frequently because it gets all clogged up. There's so much sediment and other things in the water. Now, is that the way it leaves the water treatment plant, or is that the way it picks up sediment on the way to your faucet? And just think, if I didn't have those pre-filters on the water, that would all be going into your body. And you can imagine the effect that can have. It can't be good. So, you know, it's important to check the water, but I think more importantly, check the end user, and that's you. Check your body. Do that heavy metal test. $95 is an excellent price. The test will be run by Doctor's Data, and it's the provocative test. And I bring this up. You can check the price online. I think we will match any advertised price. And in this case, I think we're doing far better than any advertised price. So,
Okay, Dr. Slavin, Doctor's Data is a lab that's been around for many, many years, and they have, as I've mentioned before, forward-thinking tests that will evaluate health and function of your body rather than the presence of disease. How long have you been using Doctor's Data in your practice?
Oh, a little over 20 years, I think, 25 years.
Okay, and over those 20, 25 years, how have the tests, enlarged? How have Doctor's Data as a lab enhanced their offerings to patients?
Well, I think, and I can't be certain here, that one of their first tests was the test for heavy metals, because you need specialized equipment for this that detect the presence of these heavy metals at the smallest concentration, because there is no safe level of these toxic heavy metals in your body. And so they have the best equipment, unlike some of the nationwide labs. They have equipment to detect it, but not at the low levels that Doctor's Data has.
And Dr. Slavin, don't some of those labs use just blood? And this Doctor's Data is a urine test, is it not?
Well, you can check for the presence of heavy metals in the blood, in the urine, in the feces. The blood is the worst place to look, because it doesn't stay in the blood long. So if you have a chronic low-level exposure to a toxic heavy metal, it's going to really be deposited in your tissues and not remain in the blood. So you could get a normal blood test and yet have a body burden of these heavy metals, which is detrimental to your health. The hair, people ask about the hair analysis. And that was, I'm not going to dismiss that test altogether. I think it's great in kids who wouldn't cooperate collecting urine and things like that. But hair, like the urine, is an excretory organ. The problem is these heavy metals are still bound up in your cells of the body. That's why we have to do a chelation challenge or a provocative test, give you a chelator to pull these heavy metals from the tissue so we can see what your body is storing up. And with a hair analysis, you can't do that, so you could be missing a lot.
It's so unfortunate that most doctors have not been educated at all in this cause for the development of disease. And, you know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about, arthritis. That has to be one of the most common complaints. I've been on vacation and I've been out in the real world, not with my usual circle of so-called health nuts, and everyone's walking around, oh, I have a bad back, oh, I have a bad shoulder, oh, my ankles, my knees, they're killing me. And unfortunately, they're may very well be the presence of certain heavy metals that are interfering in our normal repair mechanisms, presence of certain heavy metals that prevent the joints from functioning normally. And so very, very important and very reasonably priced to come here to AMT centers and find out about your heavy metal burden. My viewpoint was probably anybody over the age of 50, if you accumulated a lot of exposure to toxic substances over your life, so I went for chelation therapy.
Yeah, and that's a very controversial statement you made, and you don't even realize.
I love it.
Because the accumulation of heavy metals begins on the date of conception.
Okay.
You know, the date, you were conceived.
Yes.
That's when your body starts accumulating. First, it's going to be whatever is in your mother's body. That's why it's so important to get mothers in shape to become pregnant a year or two before they even think about it. Otherwise, they pass along their bad habits to the baby. But then, of course, you've got a whole, you know, like Janet said, 50 years of accumulation, and it shows up when we do these heavy metal tests.
Okay, and so what's very important, I think, is to offer people solutions. What might you say to somebody who's afraid of needles? Because I've talked to people, and made a suggestion about doing chelation therapy, and they say, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Or I tell them that you need to put aside a certain time frame every week to do it and have success. When we come back, I want to ask you what some of the options are for people who have a test that shows an accumulation of heavy metals. That music tells me it's time for us to take a break. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and this show is brought to you by AMT Centers. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauder Hill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about advanced medical testing. That advanced medical testing gives you that kind of information to prevent the development of disease. I'm probably not allowed to say that, am I, Dr. Slavin? Testing can help you evaluate your health, and if your health is supported, you prevent disease. Is that okay to say?
I think the way I would say it is it would aid in the early intervention.
Early intervention, not prevention.
In the course of an illness.
I think there might be a song like that, early intervention, not prevention.
You know, it's really a misnomer when they say we caught it early. No, they caught it late, because by the time the disease becomes symptomatic, it's late. A good example is ovarian cancer. By the time you catch it, it's late when it becomes symptomatic. The same thing with lung cancer. Even with breast cancer, by the time you feel a lump, it's late. That's not early detection. By the time you see it on a mammogram, it's late. That's not early detection. Early detection in the case of breast cancer would be thermography.
Right.
You can identify women at risk of developing tumors based on how the physiology of the breast looks, because a thermographic image of the breast is looking at the metabolic rate and the rate of the metabolism in the tissues. And there's a normal appearance and there's an abnormal appearance, and that's what it's picking up.
So it isn't just blood vessels and the potential for abnormal blood vessel presence that's able to be shown when you do the cold challenge for a thermography. It's much more than that. It's a much more interpretive situation. And, you know, on my focus of let's offer solutions here, the next step, if your thermography has been shown to be suspicious for some reason or another, hormone testing is the next step, right?
Well, it's the usual reason why we see abnormalities in breast thermography. Now, we do those here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and let me give out our number in case you don't remember. It's 954-748-4991. But we take it a step beyond that because we can implement all the additional testing necessary and ways of correcting any hormonal imbalances. Now, I want to make this point. When we talk about early intervention, the earliest stages of I won't even call it breast cancer. The earliest stages we see in women at potential risk of developing breast cancer are just a hypermetabolic state in their breasts, and that's caused by estrogen dominance. So you see this even before you start growing the blood vessels to feed a tumor. That's a later stage. So think about this. So the first thing you see is just areas of increased temperature because of increased exposure to estrogen, but you don't have a tumor yet. Then if you have a mutation and one cell becomes cancerous, before that cell can grow, it has to establish its own blood supply. So then you have the stimulation of blood vessels growing to feed that cell. And then once the blood supply is established to that cell, then that cell begins to grow. And this whole process can take as many as 10 years before it's established its own blood supply to allow that tumor to start growing. So when they talk about early detection with mammography, again, that really isn't early detection. So the earliest way of detecting things right now is with thermography. Of course, you can identify people at risk for any illness when you do these specialized blood tests, looking at hormonal balances, looking at inflammatory levels in the body, looking at thyroid function. You want to keep the body functioning as normal as possible so that you can reduce your risk of developing any number of these diseases.
It's a very interesting, Dr. Slavin, availability of so many different tests to support good health, and unfortunately many practitioners are not either not aware of them or not doing them. One of the questions that I had for you had to do with hormone testing, and very often doctors will do an estradiol test and stop there. For women approaching menopause, they'll do follicle-stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone. Is it important, in your opinion, to do a more complete estrogen profile, estriol, estrone, and see what that is? How important is that?
I mean, there's no such, in my opinion, no such thing as too much information. And you bring up a good point. When we order bioidentical hormones for a woman, we don't just order estradiol. And that's all you get from pharmaceutical companies. They only replace estradiol, and very rarely in their combination medications, when they use estradiol and mix it with a progesterone, they don't use a progesterone. They use a progestin, which is a synthetic progesterone without the benefits that natural progesterone gives.
It's so important for people to understand the difference between natural progesterone and progestin.
Well, I'll give a brief history there. The way this whole hormone replacement therapy concept came about was through the observation that premenopausal women had a much lower incidence of heart attacks compared to men of the same age. So they said, must be the hormones protecting the women. So they said, okay, let's give hormones to postmenopausal women because in that group, those women had an equal incidence of heart attacks compared to men of the same age. So they said, well, they don't make hormones, so that must be what's protecting them. So they gave them estrogen. They thought that was the only hormone necessary. natural substance. So they had to make an artificial hormone. So they decided what would be easier than just taking the estrogen from a horse. And that's what they did. They called it Premarin, short for pregnant mare's hormone. So they gave the women the hormone from the horse, Premarin, and indeed it did lower the incidence of heart attacks in that group of women, postmenopausal women. They gave them back the estrogen, heart attack rate went down. But then they observed another problem. The incidence of cancer in that group went up. So they said, aha, estrogen dominance, that's a risk factor for cancer. Well, let's remove that problem. We'll give them progesterone. That's what the body makes, progesterone. But, oh, we can't patent progesterone. We better make our own version of progesterone, we'll call it progestin, which is a synthetic man-made version of progesterone. And they gave that, and the incidence of the cancer went down, but they lost the benefit of protecting from heart attacks. So that's sort of the history of using hormone replacement therapy in women. And I think Jonathan Wright, MD, was one of the first to start using bioidentical hormones. And it only makes sense. He's got a philosophy which I share. Imitate nature, because I haven't yet seen an instance where man has improved upon nature's original intent. I mean, you think about the human body, how perfect it is. We only ruin things. We don't make things better. So he said, well, let's just give the women back hormones that are identical, molecularly speaking, to what they were making when they were younger. And that's when he got the compounding pharmacists to make those hormones up. And women did very well without all the side effects you read about with regard to replacing hormones. We just have a couple minutes, Jen. I want to give out two numbers.
Okay.
One is for Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And the reason why you want to call that number is you can find out, how to get those other tests, those very important tests that we've been talking about, if your doctor isn't ordering it, or if your doctor will order it, we'll tell you how to get him to order it. And, by the way, most of these tests we're talking about are covered by insurance. Every now and then there's a test you have to pay out of pocket, like the heavy metal test I spoke about earlier, but that special price of $95 is excellent. So the number for Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and by the way, their web address is amtcenters.com. So you can read about a lot of these things, but it's 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332. Now, the other important number is for you to call. If you don't want to leave a message on the website, give us a call and just give us your thoughts, your concerns or interests about topics. And that number is 954-338-7313, 954-338-7313.
It's very important for people to learn also that on Saturdays, in the future, we will be announcing seminars here at AMT Center. Seminars that will inform you about all of the options available to you and the ability to assess the quality of the health and function of your body with these tests. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. 954-338-7313 if you would like to leave a message for us here at Natural Doc Radio. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.